Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.
Good morning, everyone. I have a very special guest today. That is not Lowell Cohn, even though it says Lowell Cohn down there. Lowell Cohn is in the back looking at his bookshelf. That is the legendary Ira Miller, who wrote for the San Francisco Chronicle from 1977 to 2006 and covered the 49ers for all of their five Super Bowls. Ira, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Glad to be here.
So I want to ask you about the current team and the current coach and their struggle to win their first Super Bowl. But before I do, I'd like to ask you about the era that actually won things, because a lot of people who watch my show weren't around back then. So for people who just know about like Kyle Shanahan and Jim Harbaugh, what made Bill Walsh special?
Well, for one thing, he was ahead of his time in how to operate an offense. And he knew how to finish things. We'll get to that in a minute, but that's the difference between him and what we've seen with Kyle Shanahan a few times. Bill's philosophy was simple. He opened up the game throwing the ball. He believed in the short passing game. Kind of revolutionized, because nobody had thought of it at that time. But part of his theory was you throw the ball early to get ahead, and then you run the ball to finish the game. I mean, it's not brain surgery. Once you get ahead, you want the clock to run. You want to get it over with. And those were the two tenets of his offense: throw early, run late.
Yeah. And Kyle Shanahan gets that a little mixed up. When he was up 28-3 in the Super Bowl, he didn't quite do that.
Yeah, no. They had two chances in that game. He had it at 28-3 to try and speed it up and get the game over. And then he had it again in the fourth quarter when a field goal would have just about clinched it. And instead he has the quarterback throwing the ball, takes a huge sack. They're out of field goal range. You got to be able to finish. Starting doesn't mean much.
So he could finish. He was a brilliant game manager, brilliant game play caller. What about his ability to develop quarterbacks? It seems like that's a pretty rare skill.
Well, it wasn't so much developing quarterbacks, but fitting them, finding quarterbacks who could do what he wanted to do. I mean, you know, at that era of the NFL, it was bombs away. You had Daryl LaMonica with the Raiders, guys like that. Nobody thought of using the pass as a short pass as an alternative to running the ball. But that was Bill. The short pass, his running game was the short little pass to the running back or the fullback. I mean, he had backs catching 80, 90, 100 passes a year. That was more effective than trying to blow people away by running. He had small. Remember, he used, in those days, their offensive line was small, quick, and mobile. I mean, they were perfect for what he wanted to do.
So those little short passes were almost like an extension of his running game. Those
short passes were runs. Yeah, that was instead of a run, it was a little short pass. So, you know, no danger. The quarterback gets rid of the ball, and you get 4 or 5 yards. And, you know, people criticized, you know, they're dinking and dunking and doing all this stuff. And, you know, they criticized all the way to 5 Super Bowls.
Do you think Bill would have liked Brock Purdy?
You know, I don't really know enough about Brock Purdy, but I think he's more of the game. From what I've seen, I think he's more of the game manager type, and I think Bill probably would have liked him. Hmm. You know, he plays smart, does the safe things. He's not trying to bombs away all the time. Bill didn't believe in it. Bill believed in throw early, run late.
High percentage plays.
Yeah, high percentage plays. Get ahead with the passing game and run the ball a lot. I mean, you know, people used to talk about Bill Walsh passing. You think people who did not know would think of him as this wild-eyed guy throwing the ball all over the place. That was not what he was. Hmm. He was very smart, high percentage play, smart quarterback play. And it worked.
It's like fairly conservative when you describe it that way.
He was fairly conservative. He didn't believe in bombs away. He wanted his wide receivers to block, for instance. I think it worked. I think it worked. I think if you look back, I think he won a few things.
According to sources, what made Joe Montana special?
He fit in perfectly with what Bill wanted to do. I mean, Joe was smart, got rid of the ball fast. Could find his guys, could move just enough. I mean, he wasn't the guy at Philadelphia or one of those quarterbacks who run a lot, but he could run enough and escape enough to get out of harm's way. And he could see the field. He had an innate ability to see the field. And he was a great leader. He could calm guy. You know, the great story, of course, is that time when he points out John Candy in the crowd at the Super Bowl, but he could relax everybody. He was a very good leader. He might not have been able to play for 3/4 of the teams in the NFL because they didn't want to do what the 49ers did, but he was perfect for what Bill wanted.
Interesting. A lot of teams wouldn't have known what to do with him or wouldn't have been able to get the most out of him.
No, they, you know, a lot of teams, a lot of coaches are set in their ways. This is how you do it. You throw the, I mean, the Raiders would never, he'd never fit. As a good example, they were the bombs away team. San Diego with Fouts, they were kind of bombs away. Joe was not that way. And there was nothing wrong with it. You don't get me wrong. I mean he's a great quarterback, but he was a different style for that era. In those days, teams wanted to throw the ball deep.
What was Joe's relationship like with Bill? Could Joe stand up to him? Could he say, "I disagree. I want to do it this way"?
I think it was kind of prickly. Mm. But Joe took to coaching. I mean, he was an easy player to coach. I think his relationship with Bill was a little bit that he did not, you know, he wanted more credit. I think Joe felt Bill got all the credit and Joe should get some of the more credit for what he could do, but he wanted to be coached. I mean, there's no way he could have done what he did without allowing coaching, and he wanted to be coached, and he was coachable, and he's a smart player on the field. He didn't put receivers in harm's way. He didn't do stupid things, and he was perfect for what Bill wanted to do.
Was it his team or was it Bill's team or did they share it? How did that work?
Well, no, everything floated downhill from Bill. It was Bill's team, Bill's offense, Bill's this, Bill's that. And I think, you know, Joe and some other guys chafed at that a little bit because they felt that, you know, you go fast forward the 89 team, the first year after Bill left and George Seifert was the coach, the whole mantra of that team was this. Bill didn't do this. We did this.
Oh, wow.
And they wanted to show everybody that it was the players and how good they were. And they did. They were pretty damn good that year.
I see. So they were almost, they were galvanized around the idea that Bill got too much credit.
Yes. Yeah. Bill got too much credit. And I think, to be honest, Bill liked getting the credit. Bill had a pretty good ego.
Well, the current guy does as well. And I want you to compare them in a minute. But first, I want you to tell me if Brock Purdy is the next Joe Montana.
I think it's way premature. Brock Purdy hasn't won anything yet. He's got good numbers. And Brock Purdy hasn't hit the point in his career. I mean, the best part of Joe's career was after he had that surgery and came back for a couple of years. Brock Purdy hasn't hit the pothole yet. I mean, nobody's career goes straight up, 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 up. Something is going to happen, whether it's an injury, a slump, whatever. Brock Purdy is going to have to face that. And then we'll see what happens after that.
It's a great point. I mean, even Tom Brady had that devastating knee injury that knocked him out for a year. He had to come back from that.
Yeah, he only won 11 more Super Bowls after that or whatever.
But that's true. I mean, like with the Niners, I guess they've been so desperate to find the next Joe or the next Steve that we've seen it a few times. Colin Kaepernick has a run for a year or two, or Jimmy Garoppolo or Brock Purdy. And the organization, the fan base, so eager to say, we found him. This is the guy. But you got to do it for more than a year and a half, and you have to actually win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good start. You should win something first before you proclaim yourself the greatest.
Oh, the NFC Championship game isn't enough for you, Ira?
Not quite, no.
Not on this team, not on this franchise.
I'm trying to remember how many NFC Championship games Montana was in. It was seven or eight.
Okay, let's talk Kyle. How would you assess Kyle Shanahan as a head coach? He's going into year eight.
Good, not great. He's unproven. He hasn't shown the ability to finish. And until you can finish, you haven't accomplished anything. I mean, how many times has he had team be ahead in the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl? Three? Once as the coordinator with Atlanta,
yep,
where he just totally botched the play calling. Mm-hmm. And the two times with the 49ers. You got to be able to finish. It's not a 57-minute game.
How would you compare him to his father, who you covered, Mike Shanahan?
His father is an interesting study, because Shanahan had this reputation because of Elway as a guy who wanted to, open things up and be wide open and throw and blah, blah, blah. But when Shanahan got in control, I mean, you saw what he really believed in was Terrell Davis, run the ball, dominate the game. I mean, he had very great offensive concepts. I mean, he knew what he's doing, but he believed, as Bill did to a certain extent, you want to get ahead and then run the ball. With Mike, it was run the ball early. Mike wanted to run the ball. He'd run it down your throat. He believed in strong, powerful football, which is not the image, the image people have of him dates with Elway throwing the ball, but he was a real run oriented coach. And he believed in controlling games that way.
Yeah, I'm looking at Elway's numbers in the Super Bowls that he won at the end. In Green Bay, I mean, against Green Bay in 1998, he was 12 of 22.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the next year, he was 18 of 29. They really did run the ball a lot.
Yeah, he didn't throw for it. Well, he had Terrell Davis. He had a great running back. And, Mike always, wherever Mike was, they were really good. The running backs were terrific. He wanted to run the ball.
Yeah, and they had the same running back coach, Bobby Turner, still with the 49ers. But like you said, Mike sort of understood the concept of finishing in ways that Kyle hasn't quite discovered.
Yeah. It may not have been sexy, but he believed running the ball was important.
How would you compare Kyle to Bill?
It's comparing me to Red Smith. I mean, no. I mean, not in the same sentence, same paragraph. No. No comparison.
Not even worth discussing.
No. Kyle is I would say he's probably in today's NFL an above average coach.
Yes.
But he ain't Bill Walsh. I mean, no. Let's not kid ourselves.
He's not even Andy Reid.
Well, Andy Reid is.
Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys. How's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Up there with Bill Walsh somewhere.
How would you compare Andy Reid to Bill Walsh?
That's a good point. I never really thought about that, but he's from the Holmgren tree. He's from the Holmgren tree, and he's proven. Well, you know when Mariucci became the 49ers coach, the guy he wanted as offensive coordinator was Andy Reid, Marty Warningwood. And Mike wouldn't let him go.
In retrospect, they should have just got Andy Reid. No disrespect to Mariucci.
Yeah, no question. I mean, nobody knew it at the time. And Andy Reid's going to, you know, when he's finished, if not already, one of the greatest coaches in history.
Yeah. Okay, let's look a little bit bigger than Kyle. How would you rate Jed York's ownership? He's been in control of this franchise for almost 2 decades. How do you compare him to his Uncle Eddie?
Well, it's hard to make that kind of comparison simply because the rules and the way the thing is done are different. I mean, Eddie didn't have a salary cap most of the time he owned the team. And you can throw money, you know, just keep throwing money at every all Eddie wanted was to win. That was the only he didn't care about money. He had so much of it. Jed has to is living in a different era. I don't know what kind of constraints he puts on spending, but they can only spend so much because of the salary cap. Although that's a little deceiving too, because you can work things out. You can get under it. You just can't keep it going forever because eventually the bills come due and you got to balance things out. But it's a much different era. Jed had a, shall we say, a few missteps at the beginning. Mm-hmm. And they've hired some real dogs as coaches in there, Chip Kelly and that other Schlemiel, Tom Sula. But yeah, he's I don't know that he has stayed out of the way and given his people as much freedom as Eddie did. Eddie's mantra was really simple. Everybody who worked for him, do whatever you want, spend whatever you want. I don't care what you do. The only thing I want you to do is win. Just win. Yeah, I mean, Al Davison had to just win, baby.
Yeah, but
it was Eddie who really believed in it. Throw in money, and do whatever you want, just win. And I don't know if it's that way with Jed.
Yeah, well, they haven't just won yet. They've gotten close, and they've patted themselves on the back for their efforts. But what do you think one lesson this current regime could learn from the regime that won all those championships and lost none?
Finish games. Yeah, they've been ahead in the fourth quarter. I'll bet if you go back, there's what 58 Super Bowls. Mm-hmm. How many teams have lost leads in the fourth quarter of Super Bowls? I mean, the 49ers have done it three times under this ownership since 2012. So 2012, 13, three times in 12 years.
Yeah.
Finish the game.
Simple as here is my coaching point. Finish the freaking game.
Yeah. Just finish it. That's what they have failed to do. I mean, it was I'm conflating two different things. One of those three, 49ers have lost three Super Bowls.
Yeah.
But one of Kyle Shanahan's three, of course, was that time with Atlanta where he just totally blew the game in the end of the third and the fourth quarter by continuing to throw the ball.
Yeah, that was historic. All right, so we got some news with the team. As you've been monitoring, they signed Brandon Ayuk yesterday, and now they got to get the left tackle in town. This is when you were with the Niners would have been a story that you would have known before anyone else. You would have been all over this. As a retired beat writer, what is your sense? Do you think the Niners will sign Trent Williams before week one?
I would think so. And now the question is, what's he been doing the last 5 weeks? Of golfing. Summer and well, they've been doing training camp. What kind of shape is he in? You're playing. They're opening up against a team with a really good defensive line. They want him. They want him healthy and they want him well. How good is he going to be? I don't know. And what kind of shape is he in? I don't know.
Yeah, just because you pay him and you get him on the field doesn't mean he's necessarily going to be Trent Williams that you're paying or that you're expecting.
No, I mean history is full of guys like that just miss. Some have come in, but for the most part, when you miss all of training camp, it's a little slow starting the season. You're working out on your own, running in your backyard is not the same as training camp.
Yeah, we learned that with Nick Bosa last year. He was coming off a defensive player of the year.
Right.
Missed training camp, had three sacks through eight games last year.
Mm-hmm.
First eight.
Yeah.
So now you got Trent Williams in that situation and Brandon Ayuk as well. Are you concerned about him?
Yeah, it's the same thing. I mean, he's playing a position where you got to show some speed. You got a lot of stopping and starting, cutting, making turns, putting pressure on your legs. Again, whatever he's been doing to work out to stay in quote stay in shape unquote during the summer is not the same as being in training camp. Just it can't be. You can't replicate that at home. You just can't.
No, absolutely not. Let me take a couple of comments from the people watching. Brother Bob says, Ira, who is better, Marv Levy or Kyle Shanahan? Be honest.
Is that a serious question? Yes. Marv Levy coached a team to four Super Bowls.
In a row.
Yeah. Yes. I know. He didn't win any Super Bowls either. But yeah, Marv Levy was better. And he had somewhat tougher competition. I mean, the 49ers have that one Arizona team in the division, which hasn't really been super competitive.
Right.
So they just, you know, it's the Rams and Seattle. Marv Levy, tell me when Kyle Shanahan gets to four Super Bowls in a row, then we can talk about it. I mean, Marv Levy, let me add this. I mean, Marv Levy got to four Super Bowls and lost them, but that was, remember, the heyday when the NFC, was so much stronger than the AFC with Walsh, mm-hmm. with Gibbs, with Parcells. Mm-hmm. I mean, those were great teams Buffalo had. They just weren't as good as the very best.
Yeah. Yeah. Meanwhile, the Niners have had the best team in the league on paper for years and haven't been able to finish.
Yeah, I just reading yesterday, I guess they've got the most players on one team making whatever it is, $15 million or $12 million or something.
They got eight or nine.
You know, I mean, they're in that great position where they have a terrific quarterback on the cheap, which lets them build up the rest of the roster.
Right. Not many other teams can do that.
And the thing is, they can't finish. I mean, it keeps coming back to that. They're ahead in the fourth quarter in the Super Bowl, and they can't finish. You have to finish, period. There's no, you know, it's a 60-minute game. Or in the case of the last Super Bowl, a 70-minute game, whatever it was. Yeah.
You called Kyle an above-average coach, which is an interesting way to describe him. Who's a better head coach in your mind, him or Jim Harbaugh?
Harbaugh.
Why?
I mean, well, he took over a downtrodden bunch of players, so-so, and he built it. He built that team. Harbaugh, I mean, he's not here and he's been gone for years, but he's the one who started the current era of 49er.
True.
Relative success.
Yes, true.
Relative, not great success. They haven't won, but he's the one who got them going. And if, who knows, if he'd have gotten along with more people, maybe he wouldn't have left for Michigan. Maybe he'd have stayed.
That's a good point.
You'll never know that.
Who's a better coach, Kyle Shanahan or Mike Tomlin?
Yeah, that's a good question. Tomlin has certainly done it for a longer time, and he has won a Super Bowl. And he's in a good situation with owners who don't interfere. Mm. I mean, you know,
that's the Steelers.
The stability with the Steelers is just, since 1969, they've had three coaches.
That's incredible.
I mean, it's just, I'd give, you know, the fact that Tomlin has won a Super Bowl, I'd say, you know, by dint of anything, it puts him ahead of Kyle Shanahan.
Follow up from Brother Bob says, Ira, if he calls him Kyle Levy, which again, I think is a little bit too much for Kyle Shanahan, if he loses two more Super Bowls, does he get in the Hall of Fame?
Well, I don't know why. I mean, what else? He's only what? He's 40 something. He's
45.
I think it's a little early to be talking about Kyle Shanahan in the Hall of Fame. If he wins two Super Bowls, he might get in. I probably would. But
his dad won two Super Bowls and isn't in yet.
Yeah, he should be.
Yeah, he should be.
And he will be. He will be now that they've got that coaches separate category for coaches.
What about Seifert and his two rings as a head coach?
Well, I think based on what they have voted recent years, he would belong in. He certainly should have been ahead of Bill Cowher, whose Hall of Fame resume was enhanced because he was on TV. He gets, he gets extra bonus points for that.
Right.
But yeah, George's resume is weighed down a little bit by what happened at Carolina, but based on the way they have been putting people in the Hall of Fame in recent years, he should be in there.
Dazza0187 says, how did Bill Walsh view the offensive line? Kyle Shanahan seems to have willful ignorance regarding it.
Well, Bill didn't have willful ignorance. Bill had a particular type of lineman that he wanted. You know, smaller, faster, mobile, athletic, in an era when they were starting with the 300-pounders. And he hired an offensive line coach who to that philosophy, Bill Bob McKittrick. But he pretty much stayed out of the way with the offensive line. He let Bob coach them.
Brother Bob says, Ira agreed, but Bud Grant is in the Hall of Fame with 4 Super Bowl losses.
Yes, he is. His point. You know, I don't, there are other people that vote besides me.
Slide wants to know if Jake Moody will be a top 5 kicker this year. Ira.
God, I don't know. I don't know enough about Jake Moody. I know he went to Michigan.
David E. wants to know, Joe was clutch. Purdy might be, remains to be seen. Ira, do you think Kyle can learn to close out a game?
Yeah, but he should be learning. He should have learned by now. I mean, should have, as bad as what he did in Seattle in the Super Bowl, I think the head coach has to take some of the blame for not walking over to him and saying, stop this.
Yeah.
You know, just stop it. I mean, the head coach Dan can Quinn. Do that. He can go over to the coordinator and say, don't do this.
We're running the ball now.
we're running the ball.
Yeah. 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 Brother Bob says, Ira, I have more gray than you. Love your reporting.
Thank you, Brother Bob. I appreciate that. You have a long memory then, if you can remember it, back when I was working.
Well, Ira, thank you very much for coming on the show today and answering all my questions and the people's questions. You were phenomenal. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Take care, everyone. I'll be back later today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.